In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Kenneth Bevo Pike, age 68, of Henderson, formerly of Campbellsville, died Monday. Survivors include one daughter, Stephanie Pike of Henderson, very special longtime friend Martha Simpson of Owensboro, three brothers and a half-sister, Jerry Pike of Lebanon, Rick Pike of Franklin, and Reggie Pike of Indiana, and Penny Crownover of Oklahoma. Funeral services for Kenneth Bevo Pike will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form donations to the Taylor County Humane Society. Mrs. Jana Nolly Bellinger, age 56, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday from injuries suffered in an automobile accident. She is survived by her husband, Danny Bellinger, two sons, Jerry Maupin of Campbellsville, Joe Bellinger of Indiana, one stepdaughter, Jan Brockman of Bowling Green, three brothers, Charles Nolly and Jimmy Nolly of Campbellsville, and Albert Nolly of Louisville. Funeral services for Jana Nolly Bellinger will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mrs. Maxine Coffey Pash, age 87, of Bowling Green, formerly of Greene County, died Wednesday. She is survived by one son and daughter-in-law, Philip and Jackie Pash of Tennessee, one daughter, Phyllis McKenzie of Bowling Green, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Maxine Coffey Pash will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Johnson Von Phelps Funeral Home in Bowling Green. Graveside services will be held Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Greensburg Cemetery. The Coward and Parrott Funeral Home is in charge of the local arrangements. Memorials are suggested in the form of donations to the Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Mr. Robert Caudill, age 88, of the Village of Lebanon Nursing Center, died Wednesday at his residence. He is survived by one son, Alan Caudill of New Mexico, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert Caudill will be Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock with burial in the Lebanon National Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 9 a.m. Monday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.